I'm used to it.
Well, we had some Russian devotees, so if you want, you
can have them translate into Russian. I was going to chant the bhajan and then speak a little bit. Yeah, this is all I have in song books. But I think there's enough to share. Yeah, let me see the page on that. Yeah, I got about 30, 40.
Well, you want us to pass them on?
Yeah, I'm just looking for the page that it's going to be on. So I can tell everybody what page it's on. Yeah. These two books, this one's on page 7, this one's on page 24.
7 and 24.
For the mortgages.
That one's 7.
Okay.
That one's 24. Gorang Yara Yuti Pada.
There's no page numbers on it.
Alright. I think you're up. No? Wrong.
Where was the title of the...
It's called Gorang Yara Yuti Pada. And in that song, well, it might be called something different. It could be called this Savarana Shigura Mahima. It begins with the words Goram Yara Ruti Paja. Yes?
Thank you.
Alright, so we're going to read first the translation, and then we'll chant this bhajan, and then we'll read some commentary from Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so translation. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as their only asset knows the true essence of devotional service. If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, what is this?
Some extra sheets that were put together.
Oh, okay.
Whoever gives.
If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead. I offer him all congratulations by saying, Bravo. If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, in his next birth. If anyone understands that there is no difference between Godamandala, the place in West Bengal where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Nam, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder, if he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das aspires for his association. Okay. Someone plays Dota.
What?
Dota.
Dota. Yeah. I think so.
Thank you.
One who has a fair complexion is called Gora. And since Lord Chaitanya was very fair, just like molten gold, he was also named Gora Sundar. Narottam Das Thakur says, Gorangira Nutipada, Jardhana Sampada, Se Janima, Bhakati Rasa Sar. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya can understand the true essence of devotional service. Devotional service is very difficult, cannot be understood by any ordinary man. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, out of many thousands of persons who are trying to achieve the perfection of human life, only some actually become perfect and realize the self. And out of many thousands of such self-realized persons, only one can understand Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, how can one engage himself in the service of Krishna? Therefore, the devotional service of Krishna is not an ordinary thing. But fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangira Dutipada, by following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that one take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and follow in his footsteps, for then one can understand the essence of devotional service. Good morning, but I'll stop here for now and speak a little bit.
Is there any more bhajan? Any more bhajan?
No.
So maybe you can bring the book forward in front of you to get it in.
Om Adhyana Kumaranda Sya, Adhyana Sya, Sakshwa Kumaranda Sya, Adhyana Sya, Adhyana Sya, Adhyana Sya, So the Prabhupada's commentary to these verses by Narottam Das Thakur brings to light the importance of accepting Lord Chaitanya in order to understand devotional service. Prabhupada says here that devotional service is very difficult, cannot be understood by any ordinary man. And he quotes the verse, Manushyam Sahasrishu Kastanyatati Siddhini, how they want to know Krishna in truth. Very difficult to know Krishna and to know devotional service to Krishna. There's one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Lord Chaitanya, his ocean of mercy. He says all of the subject matter of devotional service is very difficult to understand. Nonetheless, Lord Chaitanya has made it very easily accessible, devotional service very easily accessible in this age of Kali Yuga. Ordinarily, it's difficult. Why? Because devotional service is not an activity of the material world. Devotional service being completely transcendental and not different than Krishna himself is beyond three modes of material nature and is eternal. Just as Krishna's name is eternal, eternally liberated, is always transcendental, Krishna himself is always eternally liberated and transcendental. And devotional service to Krishna also is always eternal and transcendental. Therefore, devotional service, Prabhupada always used to use that simple analogy that if one wishes to taste honey, one cannot taste it by licking the outer surface of the bottle. And in the same way, if one wants to understand devotional service, one cannot possibly understand devotional service by any type of material calculation. Just as stated in Takshi Krishna Nama, Dina Bhagadraya Mindriya, Sayyidin Kehi Jiva Dosvayami Vispuratida. Krishna cannot be understood with the blunt material senses. He can only be understood with senses which have become completely purified, having been fully engaged in devotional service to Krishna, the senses beginning with the tongue, Sayyidin Kehi Jiva Dosvayami. So, Krishna cannot be understood with blunt material senses. Neither can devotional service be understood. I am Sukapa Bhagavan Devinam Gopika Sutta, as explained also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Supreme Personality of God is accessible to those devotees who are engaged in unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. Am I going too fast? That's right, I forgot your translation. I'm a little bit slower for you.
He's just starting now.
I'm too fast. You know, I'm so used to speaking as I just came from Russia just a few days ago, you know, so I could stop and you could translate, you know. I've been doing it for the last 7 months.
Keep it going.
This is a new phenomenon for me, even right now, speaking like this, because I get what's called mental constipation. I'm used to stopping. I'm not used to it.
It's flying pretty good.
But I'll try to speak a little slow. Nayasukapo Bhagavan Dihinam Gopitas. Krishna is easily accessible to those who are engaged in spontaneous devotional service to him. But he's not accessible to those who are engaged in mental speculation, to those who engage in severe austerities, to those who accept the body to be the same as the self. In other words, these are not the means by which Krishna becomes known. Bhakti Mama Vajanati, Yavanas Tasmitatvata, as Krishna explains also, that only by devotional service cannot be understood. Only then can you understand. There's no other way to understand Krishna except by devotion to him. So, just as Krishna is a mystery without devotional service, devotional service is also a mystery without coming in contact with devotional service. We know that contact with devotional service begins, our devotional service begins by coming in contact with devotional service. It is the devotee of the Lord who reveals the mysteries of devotional service to us. Otherwise, if we look at the activities of devotional service from our own impure senses, from mental speculation, it looks, as Prabhupada would oftentimes say, honey also looks like motor oil. They look alike, Prabhupada used the analogy. He say that if I'm offering you some sweet honey, but you look at it and it looks like motor oil. Actually, Bishop John Song always used to use this analogy. I remember I heard it from him in 1972. He was sitting in Boston Common and he was giving this analogy. He said, if I have a bottle of honey and I tell you it's the sweetest honey you've ever tasted in your life, but if you look at it and you say, well, it looks like motor oil to me, how will you know how sweet it is unless you take the lid off and taste it for yourself? So externally, it looks very the same, motor oil and honey. But in order to understand the sweetness, one has to unlock the key, so to speak, to open the lid. So many devotional service is a mystery. Even devotees, used to give this example many times, of devotees going out, working hard, distributing books in the streets. Many times people ask you, how much do you get paid for this?
More than you can imagine.
And then the devotee would answer, I don't get anything for this. And especially sometimes devotees under very severe conditions of distributing books, pouring rain, cold. They look at it, you're crazy. The fellow would be brainwashed. It's a mystery. Can't understand what is it that motivates a person to do something without any apparent material remuneration. So they cannot understand. They can't taste because they haven't engaged in devotional service. So how can they possibly know? They can't know. So, the point that Prabhupada is making and Narottamdas Thakura is making also is that without accepting the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, it is very difficult to understand what is devotional service to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya came to give devotion to the Supreme Lord in the mood of spontaneous, ecstatic, loving devotional service. Yuga Dharma Prabhatana Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Achim Bhuvan. Lord Chaitanya appeared, I came to distribute the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of ecstatic, loving devotional service to Krishna. This is the type of devotional service that Lord Chaitanya came to distribute. I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing these ecstatic mellows of loving, spontaneous, loving devotional service. The devotional service, which we chant about tonight in the Dhammadharastaka prayers, devotional service that Sachin Bhakti Muni described in his prayer, of rendering service in the mood of residents of Vrindavan who love Krishna because Krishna is for them the dearmost object of their attachment and their affection. They can think of no one but Krishna, and their mood of service to Krishna is the mood of spontaneous love, thinking of Krishna as son or as a child or as their friend or lover. So Lord Chaitanya came to distribute that type of devotional service. Yuga Dharma Prabhatana Nama Sankirtan, to the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But how to unlock, how to open the cover and to really taste the sweetness of devotional service, it is very difficult. It is a mystery unless, as Prabhupada explains here, one gets contact with Lord Chaitanya. So, getting contact with Lord Chaitanya is also, of course, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. He came to make this devotional service so easily accessible, but he didn't come alone, he came with his associates. Pancha Tattva Eka Vastu Nahi Kichu Veda Rasa Asadi Kabu Nivida Vibeda Vibida Vibeda. That Lord Chaitanya came in the form of Pancha Tattva, he came with his associates. Lord Nityananda came with Shivas, Gadadhar, and the Dvaitara Acharya. All these associates, the Lord came with, accompanied by his associates to, and all these associates of the Lord, they all are absorbed in the mood of service to Lord Chaitanya. And their mood of service is they're thinking themselves simply to be a servant of the Lord. Now, there is something that is very important that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains about this point in Navadvipa Mahatmya, which also essentially speaks about how devotional service is a mystery, especially for those, he says, who are proud or deceitful. In Navadvipa Mahatmya, there is a very nice description where Lord Nityananda, he goes on parikram with Jiva Goswami. And upon completion of the parikram, Jiva Goswami asks Lord Nityananda, why is it that someone can live in the holy Dham for a long time and still Krishna Bhakti will not be manifested in their hearts and they'll continue to commit offenses? For him, that appeared to be like a mystery, and Jiva Goswami was trying to understand. And Lord Nityananda explained this, the same principle of how even though one may be living in the Dham, one is not in the Dham. He said that just as the Dham is covered by a covering known as Pradhamaya, and that covering prevents someone from, even though apparently being in the Dham, even apparently chanting the names of Lord Chaitanya with affection, still a proud person who thinks himself to be fully qualified and has no humility, such a person can never have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya and therefore never really enter into the Dham because of this covering, Brahmaya. It's a covering that makes one think that he's in the Dham, but he's not. And I remember, in this connection, I remember that in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada, in teaching Supreme Kunti, Prabhupada gave an example. He says, when one comes to devotional service, he says, Maya will test one to see if one is coming to serve Krishna or disturb Krishna. And so he said, in the beginning there will be very many disturbances when one first comes to devotional service, because Maya will test. So why is Maya doing this? Maya is actually doing this. This powder Maya prevents persons from entering into the Dham who don't have the qualification and can't establish a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. In the same way, Maya is also protecting devotional service. And therefore, when one comes to devotional service to Krishna, Maya will test to see if one is really sincere, wants to serve Krishna, or is one going to be a disturbance to Krishna. So, I think of this because this was when I first moved into the temple. I had this one tape. It was a lecture the Prabhupada had given just a few months before I had joined as teaching Supreme Kunti. I think it was right at the very beginning of 1973. Prabhupada was giving a series of lectures in Los Angeles. And someone gave me this tape, and I would listen to it all the time. And that quote stuck in my mind. When one comes to devotional service, Maya is going to test if someone's coming to serve Krishna or disturb Krishna. And therefore, when I finally moved into the temple, I was meditating on this quote from Prabhupada. I was waiting, okay, where's the test? And I remember actually in the beginning that it was so blissful. I was thinking, what happened? Where's the test? And then after about 3 weeks, all of a sudden one morning, it was very difficult to wake up from lumbalgia. It's been very easy for a few weeks. I was getting up, I was dancing, I was in the spiritual world, Krishna's God, liberation, this is, back to Godhead, And then one morning, all of a sudden it was, well, what happened? Of course, I didn't know at the time, I hadn't read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who describes the characteristics of devotional service, which is flickering. Or he actually describes Utsa Hamayi and all these different characteristics of Anishita Bhakti, where one cannot be fixed and he's always wavering. Ganatarala. Ganatarala means that one's devotional service is sometimes means thick and thin, or sometimes it's really enthusiastic, but sometimes it's. So when I woke up that morning, I didn't want to get up. And it was difficult. But I was able to get past one day, but then
I remember my temple commander coming up in the morning and shaking my sleeping bag. All right. I remember one morning, I took my fist and I put it on the floor and I said, that's it, I can't do it anymore. And all of a sudden, at this verse, at this quote from Prabhupada, just went through my mind. When one first comes to Krishna consciousness, Maya will be testing to see if someone is coming to serve Krishna and disturb Krishna. You know, and it's saved me. It literally, it saved me. Because then I could understand what was happening. It's, without understanding that, you know, you start thinking that, boy, how can I can't do this, I can't surrender this, it's too difficult. But when you actually understand that the words of the spiritual master, you know, they come through and they just, you know, just illuminate the heart, you know, with just some, a simple quote like that, I remember just, and I held on to that every single morning, remembering that, and it took, carried me through that difficult time. But essentially, Prabhupada was saying that Maya is testing. Are you coming to serve or disturb? She's not going to let everyone in. The same is Prabhupada Maya. She's not going to let everyone in. She's not going to let anyone into the, even though one may come into the Dhamma, she's not going to let everyone into the Dhamma. Apparently, and because what's happening is that Prabhupada Maya is covering, it's a thin covering. And someone is standing on top of it, but not in the dome. So she's protected. She's the protector of the dome. And Lord Nityananda told Jiva Goswami, he said that for those who are deceitful, those who are proud, they cannot enter, and therefore there's no sambandha. They cannot have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. He said, but if one gets the fortune to come in contact with a devotee, then he says, even a proud person can get a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. This is Nityananda's. Of course, Nityananda had just taken Srila Jiva Goswami on Parikrama. He went to all different places and revealed the whole Dhamma to Jiva Goswami. You know, and he was told by Lord Chaitanya to go and to go on Parikrama with Lord Nityananda. And he made the statement that even a proud person, by the mercy of a devotee, and he said, if the proud person gets the mercy of the devotee and develop the qualities of Trinada Pisa Nityananda, Tarora Pisa Nityananda, Amani Namani Vina, Kirtanina Sadahari. He said that if one thinks himself to be lower than a blade of grass or a fallen tree, ready to offer all respects to others, never expecting any respect for himself, and then and if he always hears the glories of Lord Krishna, then he can have a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. So someone may say, well, how a person's proud, how is he going to manifest his qualities of Trinada Pisa Nityananda? The point is that by the mercy of a devotee of the Lord, just like by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who is a servant of Lord Chaitanya, one can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya may not accept everybody. In fact, Lord Chaitanya didn't accept everybody. He was ready to punish Jagai and Madhai. But it was by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that Lord Chaitanya delivered him. Because although Krishna may not accept everyone, when his devotee, when his servant begs for him to accept them, Lord Chaitanya can't refuse. Because he can't refuse his servant. That's how dear the servant is to the Lord. So therefore, Lord Nityananda was saying, to become a servant of Lord Chaitanya, one actually has to manifest Trinada Pisa Nichina, Tarora Pisa Nichina, Amani Namana Dina, Tripatinya Sadhari. And he must be always eager to hear the glories of Krishna. Then he can become a servant. He can enter into the Dharma and establish sambandha. And he says, what is the sambandha relationship with Lord Chaitanya? He says, with Krishna, there is a relationship of friendship, parental affection, conjugal relationship. So, but with Lord Chaitanya, primarily, there is simply dasyas, servitorship. And therefore, how does Lord Nityananda think? How does Vaishnacharya think? How does Srivastava Thakur think? How do they all think? They're all absorbed. I am a servant, I am a servant, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaishnacharya continuously prays, I simply want to be recognized as a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I want to serve, that's all. In fact, even Advaitacharya, and he was treated with respect, Advaitacharya made the effort to get Lord Chaitanya to accept him as a servant. Because Advaitacharya was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya used to treat Advaitacharya as his superior, and would offer him all respect. And Advaitacharya said, I'm a servant. How can Lord Chaitanya treat me in this way? And therefore he schemed a plan to get Lord Chaitanya to accept him as a servant by preaching Mayavad philosophy. Because he figured that if he preached Mayavad philosophy, then certainly Lord Chaitanya would punish him.
Okay.
And to be punished means you've accepted somebody as your servant. If somebody comes and punishes you, it means you accept them as your servant. So he's thinking, I'll preach Mayavad philosophy. Lord Chaitanya went, and he was preaching from Yoga Vishishta, he sat down and began preaching about how the Supreme is an impersonal, and all this philosophy, sitting there very vigorously, enthusiastically preaching in this way. And when Lord Chaitanya heard that Advaitacharya was preaching, he went to that place. What are you doing? How are you speaking like this? You called me to come to deliver devotional service, and now you're preaching like this. Lord Chaitanya was becoming so angry. You called me for one reason only. He offered Tulsi, Ganga water to the Shaladam Shila, and he was praying for the Lord to come. He said, I will make Lord Chaitanya appear and to deliver everyone and give everyone devotional service. And he says, if Lord Chaitanya doesn't come and give everyone devotional service, then I will personally cut everyone's head off. That's how convinced he was going to get Lord Chaitanya to come. So he invoked the Lord to come to give everyone devotional service. And here's Advaitacharya preaching Mayavad philosophy. And then Lord Chaitanya came to that place and he grabbed Advaitacharya, pulled him on the ground, seated on the ground, and said, what are you doing? He's an old man, please. Don't punish him in this way. And Lord Chaitanya pulled him and grabbed him, and Advaitacharya was lying there in complete ecstasy. Because this is what he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to be recognized as a servant. That is his mood. Lord Nityananda, every fiber of his existence is totally absorbed in the mood of serving Lord Chaitanya. He simply takes the order in his head. It's described that Lord Nityananda would not even preach. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta describes in his Tika, in his commentary of Chaitanya Bhagavata, that although he traveled to all places of pilgrimage before he met Lord Chaitanya, he didn't preach to anybody because he hadn't gotten the order yet. It wasn't until he met Lord Chaitanya in Navadvipa, at the house of Nandanacharya, when he first met. And then Lord Chaitanya later gave the order to go. Then he went out and preached, but he wouldn't preach until he got the order. Because it was the order he wanted. Because he simply considered himself to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And without the order, he would not even preach. So every fiber of his existence was total absorption in service to Lord Chaitanya. And we hear so many stories about Srivas Thakur, how he was a servant of Lord Chaitanya. That Srivas Thakur, his own son, departed, left his body in the middle of the kirtan. Srivas Thakur, simply to serve Lord Chaitanya, he would told everyone in the house, no lamentation, no crying, go back in there, get in the kirtan, forget about it. He's gone. If you disturb Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy, I'll tie a rope around my neck and I'll drown myself in the Ganga. Srivas Thakur was speaking this way. No lamentation, because Lord Chaitanya was chanting in his house in ecstatic kirtans, in nocturnal kirtans. And Srivas Thakur did not want Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy to be disturbed. And therefore, he didn't even know the grief of the loss of his own son simply to serve the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya recognized that. For 7 continuous hours, the kirtan went on, and all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya stopped and said, you know, what's happening here? Something's wrong. And after 7 hours later, they said, oh Lord, Srivas Thakur's son, he departed from this world. And Lord Chaitanya asked, how? When? How long ago? 7 hours ago he departed. And then Lord Chaitanya, of course, he went into the... took everybody... everybody was lamenting within their heart, because they were lamenting for the loss of his son, all the family members, his brothers. But they held him within. But Srivas told them, don't you manifest this lamentation because you'll disturb Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. But still, Lord Chaitanya understood. He went in the other room and spoke to the departed son. He said, why you left? And then the living entity came back in the son's body. And he began speaking. Perfect philosophy. They began speaking, explaining, oh my Lord, whose son am I? I am nobody's son. I am simply a living entity wandering throughout the entire creation. I've appeared in this family, and now the time has come for me to depart and to go back. And he simply prays to the Lord, folds his palms and his hands and says, please forgive me any offenses that I may have committed, knowingly or unknowingly, O Lord. Please now, I beg you to allow me to return and to where I've departed to. And then he left. And when all the relatives heard the words coming from the son of Srivas Thakur, all their lamentation went away completely. Lord Chaitanya raised that to serve all of the devotees, to remove all their lamentation by having the boy come back and speak in this way. And then he turned to Srivas and he said to Srivas, Srivas, how could I ever, for a moment, leave somebody who doesn't even know grief for the loss of his own son? You are so dear to me, Srivas. You are so dear to me. Because that was his servant. He wanted to satisfy Lord Chaitanya that he wouldn't even manifest grief for the loss of his own son, just to serve the Lord. And therefore Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda and I, we will become your sons. And he became the sons. Lord Nityananda used to come with every with mother and Srivas's wife, and she would every day she would greet Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya would come and he said, we will become your sons, and both of us. That's how indebted he is because of the service that Srivas. The point is that all the associates of the Lord, they have come and appeared with the Lord, they're all absorbed in this mentality, service of Lord Chaitanya. And when one actually, Yata Yata Gora Padara Vinde, Srila Prabhupada would quote this verse by Prabodhananda Sarasvati, which means, to the degree that one renders the service to Lord Chaitanya, to that degree, one can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in your love. Without rendering service to Lord Chaitanya, it's not possible to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That is our method for entering the Vrindavan. And that's exactly what happened with Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami was hearing all of this from Nityananda about Prabhumaya, about how the Dhamma was protected. And Lord Nityananda explained about this governing potency, and that's why not everybody can enter into the Dham. Only those who have a service attitude towards Lord Chaitanya can enter into the Dham and become qualified to then enter into Sri Vrindavan. So after explaining all this, Lord Nityananda explained all of this to Jiva Goswami. He said to Jiva Goswami, he said, now Lord Chaitanya has given you the right to enter into Sri Vrindavan now. And Lord Nityananda placed his lotus feet on the head of Jiva Goswami. And he infused him with transcendental ecstasy, transcendental power, potency. Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. He invests one with spiritual strength, with spiritual potency. So in the same way, he placed his lotus feet on the head of Jiva Goswami and said, now you have the right to enter in Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami began crying in ecstasy. And all the Vaishnavas at that time heard that Jiva Goswami was preparing to leave for Shivandavan Dham. And they all assembled in that place in the courtyard of Shivas Thakur. And then one by one, Jiva Goswami went to the lotus feet of every Vaishnava present and said to each of them, "You are my guru. You are my spiritual master. You are servants of Lord Chaitanya." And therefore, he took the dust from the lotus feet of every Vaishnava and begged them to bless him so that he could enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham. He considered everyone, they were all servants because they were all in the Dham. As we said, no one could be in the Dham unless one is a servant of Lord Chaitanya. So they were all residents of the Dham. And one by one, he went to the residents of the Dham and begged them, "Please, give me the dust of your lotus feet." And then Jiva Goswami went to the home of to Sachimati to get her blessings before leaving Navadvipa. He approached Sachimata with folded hands. Sachimata gave him the order, "You should go to Vrindavan Dham now." She also took the dust from her feet, placed it on his head, and Jiva Goswami left Navadvipa. And as he was leaving Navadvipa, just as he came to the outskirts of Navadvipa, it's described that within his heart, Sri Vrindavan Dham manifested, Yamuna River manifested, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, they all manifested within his heart. And he was able to see Sri Vrindavan Dham. And he continued his journey. And one night, he went to sleep, and Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream and said, "Now continue and go to Vrindavan." He said that, "And you should worship me in my form as Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. You and your uncles, Rupa and Sanatana, please expand the scriptures, devotional scriptures describing the glories of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, the glories of devotional service, and worship me in the form of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan." Everything was revealed to Jiva Goswami because he got the mercy of Nityananda. So, this is this described. What is it? Narottam Das Thakur describes Arkaba Nitai Chanda Karuna Habe, Samsara Basana Mara Kavi Tuchi Habe. He says, when will I get the mercy of Lord Nityananda so that all my material desires will become insignificant? Vishaya Charina Kavi Shuddha Habiman Kavi Hama Hera Moshi Vrindavan Dham. Right? Narottam Das Thakur says that when my desire for material enjoyment, when will my mind and heart become completely purified, free from material desire and material anxiety? When my mind becomes completely purified, free from material anxiety and material desire, then I will be qualified to understand Sri Vrindavan Dham and the conjugal pastimes of Radha Krishna, and then my devotional service will be successful. Vishaya Chalila Shuddha Abhimana Kabihama Herava Shri Vrindavan. So, and the important point that Narottam Das Thakur makes in this song is Arakabha Hitai Chandra. When I get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Prabhupada explains in the commentary to that verse. He says, very interesting point. He says, Arakabe Nitai Chandra Kuruna Habai. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, to the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Arakabai, Nitai Chandi, Karuna Haide, Samsara Vasana, Nori Kabi Tuche Habe. Samsara Vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. So, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, also described in Manasiksha, Heno Nittai Dune Bhai Radha Krishna Paritegnaya, Vidakori Daro Nittai Pai. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it would be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So, essentially, the point that is being made is, if we want to understand devotional service as Lord Chaitanya came to distribute it, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who is the original spiritual master. What does Lord Nityananda do? He makes us qualified to get that mercy. He cleans the heart from material enjoyment. He cleans the heart. Because without the heart becoming free from material enjoyment, one can never understand Vrindavan Dham. One can never understand the devotional service rendered by the residents of Vrindavan. One can never understand the devotional service that Lord Chaitanya came to distribute without a clean heart. And it is Nityananda who does the cleaning. He actually prepares us and makes us qualified to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Just as he did with Jagai and Madhav. He made them qualified to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Chaitanya was prepared to kill them, but Lord Nityananda wanted Lord Chaitanya to deliver them. And because he's a servant of Lord Chaitanya could not refuse. He could not refuse. This is the mysteries of devotional service that Prabhupada is talking about in his commentary to this bhajan, about how it is very difficult to understand devotional service externally. We can never, as he says right here, he says devotional service is very difficult to not be understood by an ordinary man. He said, therefore, devotional service of Krishna is not an ordinary thing, but fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangira Duti Pada, by following the path of Lord Chaitanya, process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. So this is at least our hope. Our hope is to get the mercy of the servant of Lord Chaitanya. If we somehow we can get his mercy and pray that the heart will become clean in a suitable place so that we can actually become qualified to become a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and then by service, yata yata guru padana vinde, to the degree that we render service to Lord Chaitanya, to that degree we can understand the devotional service rendered in Vrindavan. That is our method. The Prabhupada would always preach this point. Always preach this point. That we have no other way by which we can actually approach the Lord than by getting the mercy of the servant of the Lord. And Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. He is actually, as we see in Chaitanya, or read in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Nityananda was given the order to go out and preach, and then Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, they went into the streets carrying that order of Lord Chaitanya on their heads, telling everybody, worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, make Krishna your life, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Sikshna. Right? They took that order and they went door to door. Prabhupada tells us, Lord Nityananda brought the river of devotional service, cut a channel and brought the river of devotional service, making it so accessible for everybody. By bringing them in contact with Lord Chaitanya and making them qualified to become servants of Lord Chaitanya. So that is our method for approaching Sri Vrindavan Dham, for entering into Vrindavan Dham. So, anyways, there's more about this bhajan, but I should probably stop and see if anybody has any questions about anything.
So the Lord Nityananda is sort of the commander in chief of the Sankirtan army, I think.
He's the chief. What is it? Daladeya Gita is described in the Navatana, in the Godrama Kalpatagam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes him as the chief trader. Nityananda Mahajan. He's the Mahajan. Nadia Godrama Nityananda Mahajan. So, and then Rupa and Sanatan, they were also under them. They were in Vrindavan. And then Ramananda Roy and others, they were also. But it was Lord Nityananda who was actually the...
He's got the goods, exactly.
And what was he distributing? He was distributing faith in the holy name. It's the pure holy name of distributing faith. Example is given how Nityananda, even if a faithless person, even if he had no faith, by Lord Nityananda's method of distribution, he would awaken faith, even in a faithless person. Because he would cry, tears in his eyes, fall on the ground, begging, pleading. Anyone who would see such behavior, then just simply by seeing his method of distributing it, awakening faith, who distributes like this? And the example is given just like when a person wants to sell a product, sometimes they'll make a free sample. And they'll go out, they'll send people out of the streets. You ever see them? I know in Russia it's very big now, they have a little box in front of them to carry free samples and they hand it out to people, whatever it may be. Laundry detergent, shampoo. So they give a little free sample, and it's just a small amount, so you can try it and see if it works, and then you'll come back and buy it. Right? So that's what Lord Nityananda does. He gives everybody a free sample. Right? He gives everyone a free sample of faith. Even a faithless person can actually get a little faith. And then when they get a little faith, then all they have to do is they come back and they want to purchase more, because they have a little faith, they have the currency to come back and buy some more. Because in the marketplace of the holy name, that's the only currency you can use to purchase the holy name. Nothing else. There's no other currency there. It's a market that you can't come in with false currency. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the characteristics of the false currency also. People try to come in sometimes. Sometimes you may go and bring $100 bill to somebody who needs to hold it up with a light and make sure it's the real thing. See if the little line is there. Same thing in the marketplace of the holy name. There's people who check the currency to make sure somebody's actually coming in. And if he wants to purchase the holy name, he can't use false currency. He says he uses false currency, they won't get the pure holy name. They'll get a kabas. But they won't get the pure holy name. He said, but you have to purchase it with faith. So it's Nityananda who gives a little sample of this faith, and when you use that faith to come back and buy some more, then you can get some more faith. And then Lord Nityananda is so merciful that whatever he gives you, you can come back and purchase more. And then your stock will increase more and more. Of course, he has different methods of distribution. Sometimes people will come, they'll come to purchase the holy name, they'll purchase it with their own credit. They've got something and they'll come and they'll buy it directly, or sometimes they'll take it on credit. Right? And they'll go out and distribute, and then they come back after they go out and distribute, then they come back and they get their, what is it, their commission. Their commission. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the chief trader is Nityananda. He's the chief trader. Everybody's getting, he's delivering, he's got all the goods. He's got a warehouse, huge warehouse. And he's got all the goods. And then everyone can come, you have the traveling salesman, sometimes you've got the traders, sometimes you've got the, who just go and get, and they get their commission. They bring them back, and they don't do the transaction themselves. They bring them to somebody else who's got all the goods. But then they get benefit. They get faith. And it's because it's only faith. And there's no other way. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when Lord Nityananda says a little tear in his eye, and if you see simply a little tear in somebody's eyes by chanting the name of Gaur, he's immediately inclined to give that person pure holy name. Right here, I think I have this on the double. Bharu Sukha Kabodhan. He says that when Nitya sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Guru, he has to give the support to that person. He bestows all divine opulences. He gives the person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna, as found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. While displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. That's Nitya. Because he does this, these things are not criteria. Only thing he sees is there a little faith. That's all. Just a little faith. And with that little faith, of course, once that faith is awakened within the heart, then we have to be very, very eager to increase that faith. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the example that faith is like the birth of a baby girl. When a baby girl takes a birth, she has to be protected from dangerous elements. From severe heat, from severe cold, from hunger, thirst, dangerous creatures. In the same way, when Shraddha takes birth in the heart of a living entity, then one actually has to get the protection of the guardians of devotional service, who protect it from the dangerous creatures of karma and jnana. Bhukti mukti, siddhi kama, sakaliya thirga. What is that verse? Bhukti mukti spriha yava trisachi hudivartite. Rupa Goswami describes that as long as these two witches of bhukti and mukti are situated within the heart, one will never be able to taste the bliss of devotional service. So the guardians of devotional service, they give us, they nourish and give us strength, and they protect us from the influence of bad influence of mukti and mukti. So Lord Nityananda awakens that faith, and then he gives more faith. And then the result is faith grows, become more convinced. And then we chant with greater faith. And then what happens? This is gradually, by the chanting in this way, as we read today, that we become qualified. We follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, chanting Hare Krishna in this mood. Then we can understand devotional service. Gradually it will be revealed to us. Not that we can try to force our way in to become an intruder, an invader. We can't force our way to understand devotional service by our own abilities. Only when it's revealed. It's all, we read that everywhere. Only when devotion is revealed, only Krishna reveals himself. Revealed. Revealed means we have to become qualified. Is that Nayamatna Bala Hanena Labhya, Achat Kamatat Tapaso Vapyalinga? Described in the Mundaka Upanishad. It's a theme. Personality of Godhead can be understood only by those who have spiritual strength. He's not understood to those who are wild, careless, to those whose austerities are inappropriate. The Supreme Lord reveals himself to those who always strive to achieve him by the right means. Such a person enters into the spiritual world. That's Nayamatma Bala Hanena Labhya. Bala. Prabhupada talks and quotes that verse in Krishna book in relationship to Balaram, as the original spiritual master. And says that by Bala, spiritual strength, we can understand Krishna. Not by anything else. So, revealed. We can't force anything. Anyways. Maybe we should stop there. I don't really care to. Okay. Short care to?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Harmonium?
Yeah.